Hey, this is Garth Trinidad from KCRW, and I am here, really honored to be here, with W. Kamau Bell, who specializes in political comedy and provides his always provocative take on race and the events of the day on a number of platforms. He hosts the United Shades of America series on CNN and has a stand-up special on Showtime called Semi-Prominent Negro.
I like the way you said that.
We're gonna dig into some songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. So I'm gonna let Kamau take over and be the DJ now. Man, what did you bring for us today?
I don't know. I don't think my voice is deep enough to be a DJ. Normally I'm the deep voice brother in the room. But we'll try to see what we can do. So the first song, it's a song Liar by Rollins Band. The song is about Henry Rollins taking on the character of a jerk, a guy who basically seduces women and throws them away. It's the only hit song the Rollins Band had. It was an MTV staple. Henry was covered in all red. For me, it was important because at the time that song came out, which is 94, I was just starting to want to really try to attempt to maybe do stand-up comedy. I was like at the beginning of like, I want to do it, but I'm afraid to do it. And the way that I got myself revved up to go on stage was to listen to the song Liar over and over again, because it's like an explosive, ranty, screamy, high-energy, testosterone-filled song, which doesn't describe my act or me in any way, but it got my blood pumping enough to get me on stage to do stand-up comedy for the first time.
Love it, man. Liar from Rollins Band. Yes, indeed.
But your ego obscures reality, and you never bother to wonder why things are going so well. You want to know why? 'Cause I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar. I'll tear your mind out. I'll burn your soul. I'll turn you into me. I'll turn you into me.
That was Henry Rollins, Rollins Band, that track, Liar. The second song is from one of my favorite bands of all time, Living Color.
Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the old days, kids sit down, get around the campfire, grandpa's going to talk. We went to a record store, and we did the thing you did back then. You buy the cassette, you take it to your car, and in the parking lot, you put it in and press play. And from the first notes of that album, Time's Up, I was like, this is the sound that's in my head. I didn't know this really existed in the outside world. This is my new band. Where do I have to do next to play? And it was just like, this is my religion now. This band is my religion. And it's just a song about black pride. But it's a rock and roll, loud, raucous, guitar solo-y, Corey Glover screaming, soulful and rock, screaming in a soulful way and a rock and roll way about pride. And it was like, it was a bullseye directly to my, like, my inner black person. As a black person who felt like a misfit, who felt like he didn't do the right black things. This is the era of hip-hop when I was supposed to be listening to hip-hop and I really wasn't. And so this was like, we're here for you, brother. We're here for you. And so that was my jam. That was my cut. When they played it in concert, I would go mosh. I would flip out. My friends would be like, calm down, come out. I can't calm down. And I met Vernon when I was 19, and I was so like, you made me feel like it was okay to be black. Vernon Reed, guitar player, and he was just looking at me like, okay, sir. But years later, on Twitter, I was in New York doing a comedy show. Vernon was on Twitter, and I asked him to come to the comedy show, and we've become friends. And so it was like this really like crazy circle of life thing where it's like I'm really good friends with the guitar player who was my hero when I was in high school. Yeah. And this song stands up to this day for me. It's like if I put it on, I'm ready to start the revolution.
When I'm at work, you see I'm green. You watch and ponder. But can you really inviting eyes hands drop when the music starts? Don't ask me why I play this music, 'cause it's my culture.
That was Pride, Living Color. Speaking of black pride, in a time that was intriguing to do that, Jimi Hendrix and his story is phenomenal. You got Power of Soul,
yeah,
the live version at the Fillmore East,
yeah,
which is a legendary live recording.
That. The live at the Fillmore East album is all the stuff from the Band of Gypsies concert, because there's a Band of Gypsies album, and this is the stuff that didn't make the album. And so for me, I really like the Band of Gypsies era of Hendrix because it's super black and super funky while still maintaining that electric church thing he does.
Oh, yeah.
And listening to a Jimi Hendrix in the studio song, like it's like a 3-minute song because that's when they kept songs really short. But this is like a 6-minute, like a just a funky jam. And this album, I remember at the time, I was like, this feels like vitamins. I feel like I listen to this album twice a day. I'll get taller, my vision will clear up, and my skin will, I'll stop having pimples. This was just a very powerful statement to my soul. And it's also a very political song, but in a very Hendrix-y way, where it's not, it's, he doesn't have to talk about politics. He can just write Machine Gun, and he can play the Star Spangled Banner, and he can do Power of Soul. Exactly. And it's a super, with the power of soul, everything is possible.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished, Jimmy. Good job, sir. And also, the first time I ever heard the name Jimi Hendrix, and I knew he was an electric guitar player, I thought he was a white guy. Because hashtag racism. Because at the time, that, like we're talking about the 80s and early 90s, electric guitar player was a white guy thing, as far as I understood. And so I had no idea. And so Jimi Hendrix didn't sound like a black guy. J-I-M-I, that's not how black guys spell Jimmy. And Hendrix, that's not Jimmy Johnson. And also, he's like, I feel like he's the patron saint for me of black weirdos. Because, you know, he was doing this at a time where black people were not playing rock guitar, and he just sort of let his freak flag fly as high and as far as he wanted to.
That was Jimi Hendrix and the Band of Gypsies with Power of Soul, recorded live at the Fillmore East. W. Kamau Bell is our special guest here at the Guest DJ Project today. Going back into time, even more so, you brought along John Coltrane's My Favorite Things. Phenomenal.
It's just like beautiful noise. Coltrane is that guy. He's sort of the Sheets of Sound thing. And just like, I remember reading about when My Favorite Things came out, because it's the cover of the Sound of Music song, that it's so out that people didn't recognize as being the Sound of Music song. They thought it was some sort of Eastern hymnal or something that he found from his trip to India or something. And for me, the thing about Coltrane that I love, that I really try to take into my comedy, is that just because you know the song doesn't mean you have to play it the same way. And so when I'm on stage doing bits, just sort of have fun with it. See if you can find some new thing. Discover some new gem in it that you didn't know before. Just keep the beats. Know how to open and how to close. It's like a roadmap, but you got to stay on the road. And so for me, I really enjoy that thing about Coltrane, that it's like he's playing for himself. He's pushing himself. And sometimes the audience gets it great, and if they don't, he's still going to be playing for himself. So as a comic, you have to be listening for the laugh. But the more you sort of like play the thing and know that you're funny and you'll get the laugh, the more you can discover things.
Well, that's the deep-seated idealism of jazz, right? It's improvisation.
Yeah, and I think the great thing about My Favorite Things is that it takes a song that was very established and turns it on its head. And I feel like that's, you know, if there's anything I'm trying to do in my career, is I'm trying to put out things I haven't seen before. Doesn't mean they're good, but I'm like, I feel like I've never seen anybody do this before. And I think that's what Coltrane is. I'm trying to get to a sound that's in my head that I've never heard somebody else do. And so that's a great goal. You might not get there, but it's a great goal, and it's fun to go on the ride with people when they do things like that.
That was John Coltrane's rendition of My Favorite Things. Last but certainly not least.
No, not at all.
Miss Nina Simone.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn.
It's like Liar. It's straight ahead. It's like Pride. It's straight ahead. I tend to like art that is a little bit sometimes like it's like a beating in an alley with a baseball bat. Where is it coming from? It's just hitting you over the head. And she was just like, I am upset about the racism in this country, and I have written a song that it's not hidden in metaphor. It's absolutely just me singing about the things I'm upset about, but in a bouncy musical way. So it's, if you're not listening to the words, it sounds like it'd be like, let's go down to the river. And so she turns the whole idea of a musical on its head. Really, she's just making fun of the convention. She knew it sounded like a song from a musical. And also, let's be clear, saying goddamn at that point in a song in American history could have got her arrested. It was an act of defiance, and by saying goddamn, it's like owning the defiance. Like, yes, it's not Kumbaya. It's not Can't We All Just Get Along. It's not Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. It's Mississippi Goddamn.
Do you have any thoughts on the commonality between music and comedy, or are there any for you?
Every comedian wants to be a rock star or a rap star. Everybody wants to come out to a big song. There's a thing where you want that feeling of a rock show or a hip-hop show. And every musician kind of wants to be funny. So there's a real commonality that I think when those worlds come together, it's super cool when there's natural connections between them.
Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know.
That was Mississippi Goddamn from Nina Simone. We appreciate you coming by, and congratulations on your success. And we are all looking forward to more.
Thank you.
We need you, man.
I appreciate it. I feel like it's my job to keep it interesting, so I'm going to try to keep it interesting.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.